Well, the Riders sitting in first in the West. Sure, they lost to the Lions 27-21. But their record this season, 12-6. And these last few games have been, well, somewhat meaningless. Kind of hard to play when you got a mix of newcomers and vets. But I thought they looked great on Saturday night, actually, against the BC Lions. Joining me now is our Green Zone analyst and Grey Cup chap, Belton Johnson. And honestly, Belton, our backups seem to be better than the Lions. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. They, the Riders, they brought it, man. And, you know, for BC, trying to get that second place, which they did in the end and everything. But it was the Riders' backup players that amazed me the most. They're great.
So you think the Riders, even in a loss, can get some confidence out of that game into the West Final?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we'll start with Trevor Harris. I mean, he looked amazing, right? He was, what, 10 of 11, 112 yards passing, even had a rush of, what, about 13 yards or so, I believe. So, you know, you start there, right? And then, you know, when I look at the depth of this team, the Riders are so deep, it's ridiculous. I feel for the head coach there, you know, just to put this playoff roster together.
No kidding. They were getting sacks, some great pressure on the lines. It was 18-10 when Harris left the game, and he had some zip on the ball again, I thought, too, Belton. Did you notice that?
Oh, I saw the zip, and I was, that's one thing Daryl and I talked about when I had gotten back. Like, man, he looked rested and everything, and which bode well for him. And you know what? Greg, I think the Riders would have won that game if it hadn't have been for the freaking refs, man.
All right, let's move it. I'm going to take you there. Let's move to one of the most controversial moments of the game.
Clark gets it away, finds Hatcher looking for the end zone. Ball pops out, and it's going to be picked up by Campbell. He's going to go the other way. I thought I might have heard a whistle. Campbell's going to get it to midfield, down to the 40, now to the 30. Will they catch him? No!
Yeah, the Riders think they've got a return touchdown, but because the ref blew the whistle after the fumble, the play ruled dead. Riders get possession, but not the TD. Still a five-point game. How frustrated were you there, and what did you think of that?
I might have flipped the desk over or something. But, you know, the refs, they got to let that play out, right? And, you know, it was clear, right, the fumble. We all saw it. And to me, scoop and score. I did not hear a whistle. I know Jamie stated that he heard it and everything. And I just heard the announcer there, you know, talk about a whistle. But the refs, they have to let that play out and everything. So if it wasn't for that, I do think the Riders would have won this game because they would have went up two scores over the BC line.
Well, yeah, that one and that catch from Rourke to Hatcher in the end zone. Oh. That clear possession, that wasn't conclusive. He rolled over and dragged the ball on the turf.
And that's what I saw as well, Greg. And I just, but you know what? BC, they got second place. I hope that's who the Riders get to play in the West Finals. I really do.
All right. How about rookie kicker Michael Hughes in for Brett Lawther? Two field goals from 28 and 42. Two converts, booting a 90-yard kickoff through the back of the end zone. I have to ask you, Belton, does he replace Lawther in the West Final?
I don't think he will. And the only reason I say that, Greg, is, you know, the Riders have given Brett Lawther so much rope this season. I think it continues. And he's the veteran, you know, six, 7 years experience. So I really think they're going to go with Lawther, even though I really like what Hughes did in that, one game there.
Yeah. Well, he has been. Lawther has been kicking 85% since Labor Day. Yep. So, and it's an important call, and that'll be a tough decision for the coach. But I tend to go with you. I think he's leaning towards Brett. But so next up, CFL East and West semifinals. Which of those two games are you most looking forward to? I'm kind of looking towards the BC stamp one. I want BC to win. I'd love to see Nathan Rourke.
Oh. I definitely want to see BC win, just Rourke, like you stated there. And to me, it'd be I like the Riders' chances versus the BC Lions over the Stamps. Just with the Stamps having won two regular season games against the Riders, and the Riders were able to play the backups and compete still with BC
in the
last game.
Okay, Belton, out of time. Thanks for everything, buddy.
Hey, have a good one, Greg.
Take a vibe for the new revolution.
set to make a special announcement later this morning at 10 over at the AGT Lounge in Mosaic. Any idea what it might be? The focus was on the big concert announcement with the Foo Fighters last week. So this week, they don't call it a major event announcement, a special announcement. If it's football related, maybe we're hosting another Grey Cup down the road. Personally, I would love to see the return of the NHL for an outdoor classic, but I'm not sure we're there yet. So not a major, but they are calling it a special announcement. We will listen and we will have details for you when they announce that at 10 o'clock this morning. And of course, Blue Jay fever has taken over this province too. Tied at the World Series. Now it's moved to Los Angeles. Game 3. Fans are down, but not up.
Dodgers suck! I hate them so much!
We'll get it back. We'll get it back.
Disheartened that they lost, but you know what? It's 1-1 now. Take the series back and hopefully get 2 of the 3.
Look, we're happy to go 1-1. We'll take one at home, one away. If we can take one from them, we're good.
Plenty of baseball left to play. It's only 1-1. It's a fresh series now, a series of 5. So let's see what happens.
It's not the end of the world. Like they said, Jays in 5.
Next 3 games of the series at Dodger Stadium tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Remember, you can follow every moment of this historic journey, too, on 980 CJME. We're broadcasting all the games at 6 game days exclusively here. And we're proud to be part of the Sportsnet Blue Jays radio network. Remember, too, now the series also gets a little extra special as we've turned the green zone into the blue zone. And besides broadcasting from Boston Pizza Starlight, that's near the old Costco where it used to be, right? Vicky's there. Check out what's going on this app. We'll be there live broadcasting. You can sit in for that and stick around for the game tonight at 6 o'clock. I know there's going to be some prizes. You can enjoy some food and drink specials. Again, 6:08, the first crack of the bat tonight. So be sure to join Jamie Locker and the gang there. Oh, and by Saturday, after Trump has told us that we're friends off now because of that ad Doug Ford ran during the World Series on Friday night with Ronald Reagan, Trump immediately said, oh, here's another 10% in tariffs, although didn't really announce how immediate that would be. But look at this now. This is making the rounds. California Governor Gavin Newsom, who is not so high on Trump himself, got into a friendly back and forth with Ontario Premier Doug Ford again. But clearly, as they're not lovers of Trump, they're lovers of the World Series.
Okay, Governor, you're on. If the Blue Jays win, I'll send you some of Ontario's finest maple syrup in a proper tin can. The tariff might cost me a few extra bucks at the border these days, but it'll be worth it for a Jays win.
That's a sweet offer, Premier, but something tells me that syrup is staying north of the border when the Dodgers win. And when they do, I'll send you a bottle of California's championship-worthy wine. And hey, can you do me a favor? Think you can put it on the liquor store shelves?
I don't think so, buddy. Talk to your friend in the Oval Office. Go Jays!
As a lifelong San Francisco Giants fan, go Dodgers.
Here's to a great World Series and a tariff-free friendship between Ontario and California.
Stars and Jays came out flying in Game 1 with a statement win Friday night.
They pull 11 on this dominant pitching set.
That was definitely more of an exciting game for fans to watch than it became on Saturday night, although it was just an amazing pitcher's duel Saturday evening. But playoff baseball at its absolute best. Emotional, electric, expensive if you want to go there. And joining me now is Larry Fullman from right here in Regina, who paid top dollar for the experience of a lifetime. He saw both games in Toronto. Larry, you just got back, right?
Got back yesterday. Had about 2 hours sleep Saturday night. Got to the airport with, you know, there was hundreds of Blue Jay fans at the airport flying back wherever across Canada. Even Regina, we had at least a dozen people from Regina, both, you know, going there and coming home on the same flights.
What an awesome atmosphere. And tickets were not inexpensive by no means. So what did you end up paying for the 2 games? You were there for games 1 and 2.
Yeah, my wife and I for the 2 games, we were just around $5,000 total. We bought them early and not out of whack at all, Greg.
I don't think that's bad at all for a World Series. Were you sitting behind home plate or behind the foul pole, though?
No, I was. We were about 30 rows up behind the Jays game for Friday, And then Saturday, I went over on the Dodgers side, sat with a bunch of Dodger fans, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, I bet that would have been. So the Jays take the first, they drop the second. How did the crowd energy shift between those two nights?
Friday night, we got inside the stadium about 2 hours early, and it was packed already, just people walking around eating and drinking, and it was vibrating already. And it was, I mentioned before, Friday night was like a frat party. It was just crazy. And Saturday, I'm an old baseball guy. I love Saturday's game with the pitching and all that. It was more like the chess club playing and the strategies involved, and totally awesome and well worth it.
Yeah, you could feel the energy on game one. In fact, I credit Sportsnet. The sound mix was awesome. Did your chest move with the cheer and the roar of the crowd Friday, though?
Oh, yeah. It was just the stadium. It actually vibrates. It's a lot of concrete, obviously, but with the dome closed, it just vibrates inside.
Larry Fallman's my guest. He was at the Jays, both games in Toronto on Friday. And I be honest, did you shed a tear during the national anthem? That was quite the production. Or were you crying more at the cost of beer? Which was it?
A little bit of both.
What was it like?
Oh, the performance was excellent. You know, Major League Baseball decides who does all that. And a lot of Americans came in for that. And same with the Jonas Brothers Saturday. That's all predetermined months ago. And that was very well also. You know, it was really quite the performance.
You've now witnessed history in person. What was your single favorite moment from those two games? The one maybe that gave you chills?
The Grand Slam. Barger's Grand Slam, bottom of six.
I bet. It just was chaotic with fans cheering. And what about merch? Did you snag any, like a program, T-shirt, memento of any kind, leave behind a large Visa bill at the merch tent or what?
They were so lined up all the time. I didn't.
Yeah.
And then when we got to the airport yesterday morning at 4 a.m., the little store was open and they were half the price of downtown Toronto. And I got a nice World Series Dodgers Jays T-shirt. And I was happy.
That is awesome. Larry Fallman was at the Jays on the weekend. He's back in Regina. You mentioned you sat with Dodger fans on Saturday night. What's that like next to Dodger fans? Was there a lot of kibitzing back and forth, or was it just too serious watching that pitching duel?
A combination of both. Some, you know, like in any sport, some have a little too many pops and get a little mouthy. But all in all, they were polite and we shook hands after and, you know, why don't you come to L.A. this week and da-da-da, that kind of thing. And I was just online looking at game 6 and 7, and it's tempting, Greg.
Oh. You went with your wife. Is she as big of a ball fan?
Big Jays fan, yeah.
What are you seeing for game 6 back in Toronto for a price?
Oh, you can get them $2,500 a piece.
Okay, well, you're not going to buy it just in case?
Whatever. Tempting, you know, you can buy them on contingency, and so you just tie up funds for a week or so if it's tempting.
So
you can spend $20,000 and sit with Geddy Lee if you want.
So now it's tied. One-on-one, heading back on the road. What's your gut? Are we looking at destiny or heartbreak? And more importantly, are you really tempted to go and see? So what's your prediction here now?
I think Dodgers will take 2 out of 3 in L.A., and Jays will tie it up in game 6 in Toronto, and game 7, we'll flip a coin and see what happens.
Oh, man, that would be wonderful. That has got to happen. And, Larry, I appreciate you sharing your experience with us all this morning. That was fun.
Hope I get to call you from Toronto next week.
You will. You'll be my official ambassador on the show reviewing the games. Thanks, Larry.
All right, Greg. Take care.
Here we are, headed into the last week of October. Remembrance Day is, of course, November the 11th, but I can tell you poppy sales are going to crank up here at the end of the week. So by the weekend when you're going shopping, I'm sure you will see those standing at the front entrance. And it looks as if, you know, poppy sales will be starting Friday into Saturday and right through the 11th. Hope you had a good weekend. It was certainly a warm one. And later this morning, the Saskatchewan Roughriders tell us there is going to be a special announcement. 10 o'clock at the AGT Lounge over Mosaic Stadium. Just got a text here from Mayor Chad Bashinsky. He said, just make sure you're there, Greg. It's going to be worth it. Little smiley face. Well, they gave us the Foo Fighters last week is a major concert next year. Ryder special announcements. Might it be we're going to host a Grey Cup? Don't know for sure. We've had NHL Outdoor Classic before. It's been a number of years since then. Maybe it could be one of those. I don't know if we're there yet, but I would love to see that. Who knows? Something tells me. I don't know. I'd heard rumors in the last little while that a Grey Cup bid might be coming up again here, but we'll see what happens. We'll have it all for you at 10 o'clock this morning. Blue Jays tied in the World Series and preparing for an intense game tonight. It is game three. The next three games are at Dodger Stadium tonight, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Remember, you can follow every moment of this historic journey right here on 980 CJME. We're broadcasting all the games. 6 o'clock exclusively. It's awesome. We're part of the Sportsnet Blue Jays Radio Network. We can bring that to you, and it came in handy for me because Saturday night watching the games on TV and then had to hustle out to the rink. Watched some hockey with the boys, and it was nice to be able to tune in and listen to it. So when you're on the move, we're on the move with you. We got your back, too. Again, tonight, 6 o'clock start. The Green Zone has turned blue. They're broadcasting live this afternoon. Jamie and Locker taking a Boston Pizza Starlight. That is right next to the old Costco, right? The old Costco on Vic East. Check us out there. There's going to be some food and drink specials. I'll bet some prizes, too. And as I said, the game's at 6. You can party with Jamie and, of course, Locker as well, too. Still ahead, Evan Bray is going to have a little more on how it's friends off between Canada and U.S. President Donald Trump. More on that. We're also watching Hurricane Melissa. I've been to Jamaica many times and love going there, but they are battening down the hatches right now, expecting catastrophic conditions. A Category 5 storm is set to hit. The airports were all shut down as of Saturday, so we'll be monitoring that story as well through the day. CJME News Time now is 8:27.